Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Thursday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free, the archives, the months of them that we give you, the live streaming, the bulletin board system, and more, if you like the fact that we give all those things away to you at freetalklive.com, well, then we'd like your vote in return. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes make a huge difference for the show. It keeps us at the top of the podcast charts because we're not just a radio show. We also put our show online to be downloaded, and we're one of the top shows. In fact, I think we're ranked at like number five. It's been a tough month for us, man, which we need to get back up there.
We're at five?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, it is. We need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com.
Give us a Christmas present, people. It's not like you're going to send me any chocolate chip cookies. Just go.
Wait, no?
No, I don't think we're going to get any chocolate chip cookies. And you remember the rules in radio? We're not allowed to eat anything that the listeners bring us.
I'm going to cry now. Okay.
Ian, as nutty as your political stance is, if somebody brings you chocolate chip cookies, don't eat them.
You're right. My my fiancé does a fine job of making cookies, and I'm satisfied with that. 800-259-5791. Okay. Well, there was that one time, I don't think you were there, back in the old real radio days of the show, where the cow... There was this guy that used to stand on the side of the road here dressed in a cow outfit, and he used to wave at everybody going by. He showed up at the station one night with a hibachi grill and grilled us up some steaks out back.
Sweet.
It was great. I guess those, man.
I guess if you can see that your steak getting grilled, it's okay.
Well, plus, if it's the cow that's making the steaks for you, I mean, how can you go wrong?
But, I mean, you got to watch out for those X-Lax chocolate chip cookies. I mean, they will make for a real rough holiday season.
All right, let's get back into this here. It is your show. You can bring up anything, of course, at 800-259-5791. Right now, we're in the middle of a list of some problems. Problems with the so-called fair tax. You know, that so-called libertarian Neil Bortz is out there promoting this his book.
He says he's a libertarian, then I guess he's a libertarian.
No. Why? You actually have to have some principles to be a libertarian.
Okay.
He's just saying that because it makes him sound different as far as all the other Rush Limbaugh wannabes are concerned.
He does say that he wants to see the war on the drugs legalized.
I'll give him credit where credit's due. He's libertarian on some issues. Anyway, problem number eight. This is with the so-called fair tax. It makes it easier for state governments to raise taxes. We already pointed out that it makes it easy for the feds to raise the tax. Just a little bit here, a little bit there. Well, the state governments would be easier for them, too. In the name of simplicity and efficiency, the states would be inclined to follow the lead of the federal government. States that currently have no sales tax could add one. States that have exemptions on certain items could get rid of the exemption so as to match the federal government. States that have no sales tax on services could begin taxing services like the federal fair tax plan would do. Problem number nine. The fair tax is unknown and potentially huge transition costs. Bortz asks a good question. How will the switch to the fair tax be made? But then he gives a very naive answer. Cold turkey. He explains that on January 1st, we'll begin to get our gross pay with no deductions.
Sweet.
Sounds great. Bush gives one transition rule that the value of any inventory on hand on December 31st can be used as a credit against collecting taxes in the next year. This should get accountants to work figuring out how to value each company's inventory the highest. Will it be specific identification, average cost, FIFO, or LIFO? But what if a company's fiscal year doesn't end on December 31st? This will cause massive accounting problems, and especially for the federal government, since the government's fiscal year begins on October 1st. Problem number 10.
Well, I think he probably just used January 1st as an example of a day that they could start. I mean, they could very well start on October 1st.
The point is, not everybody's years are the same.
That's the truth.
Problem 10, the fair tax makes certain exceptions while supposedly having none. After saying that there are, quote, no exclusions or exemptions under the fair tax, Bortz specifically mentions exemptions for Internet access services and tuition. Therefore, his complaint that exempting certain items such as food and prescription drugs would again open the door to an entire battalion of lobbyists to argue that the portion of the industry that they represent is clearly an essential product. It's unjustified, for he's already opened the door to that very thing. So, once you have all the lobbyists going into Washington, D.C., asking for exemptions to the fair tax, you're going to have just another messy federal tax on your hands. Where you have to decide what to exempt, what's not exempt, and how you have to keep track of all that stuff. Ugh, sounds like a nightmare to me. Problem number 11. The fair tax has a great potential for fraud. Bortz envisions the prebate amount being issued to a card, like your bank debit card. Since every head of household would have one of these cards, there'd be a great chance of criminals preying on people for their cards. There's also the possibility of counterfeiting.
Counterfeit cards. I was going to say that, man. If you're going to give out cards that give you free money, yeah, people are going to make those, figure out some way to get extra cards.
Resulting?
Or have double head of households. I mean, what's to stop a man and a woman from having, my wife and I have two houses.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm going to divorce her right away.
Right. How do you figure out the renters? What about people that rent? How do you figure all that out? How do you figure this stuff out? Anyway, resulting in massive theft for the from the taxpayers. And since the fair tax only applies to new items, there'll also be a tremendous incentive for new items to be reclassified as used or previously owned. Businesses could offer a slight increase in the price of a reclassified item in exchange for not having to charge customers the 23% national sales tax that would be due if the item was considered new. Enforcement of the proper classification of items would require an army of federal bureaucrats that would rival the IRS. Think about the sting operations that they'd have to involve themselves in. We'd have a war on sales tax dodging if this thing came about. Problem number 12, the fair tax has the potential to turn thousands of law-abiding Americans into criminals. Since the fair tax contains no exemption for even the smallest business, anyone who does not collect the fair tax on any good he produces or services he provides is breaking the law, which means when we sell spots on Free Talk Live, we'd have to collect the fair tax if we wanted to go along with this crap. No thanks. I want to give my clients the lowest possible price on a product. And I'm not going to participate in this.
Yeah, and running your government, paying for the government that you're running there doesn't help me lower my prices. Thanks.
So if you're mowing a yard, collect the tax. Babysitting, collect the tax. Repair a car, collect the tax. If you don't collect the fair tax, then you are a criminal. Once again, the fair tax would have a terrible enforcement problem. Can you imagine? I mean, a couple of years ago, Manwich, we had the government calling for the new TIPS program. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Where the government was saying, yes, citizens, call in and become a part of TIPS. We want you to be our eyes and ears. We want you to be on the lookout for suspicious behavior. What's that? You say you install cable for a living? You're the perfect TIPS person. Because you'll see things in people's houses, and you should rat them out. That's what the government was saying to do. Well, if the fair tax comes along, and all of a sudden everybody's services and products are subject to a tax, I can only imagine that one of the ways they'd like to enforce that is by simply saying, hey, how'd you like a bonus on your rebate card this year? Don't forget to turn in any tax dodgers.
Just that quick.
Mm-hmm. Problem 13. The fair tax doesn't repeal the 16th Amendment. When fair tax advocates discuss their plan, they talk as though the fair tax would result in the repeal of the 16th Amendment that gave us the income tax. To his credit, Bortz doesn't make that mistake, but when many people read about, quote, saying goodbye to the income tax, that's what they think. The fair tax bill now pending in Congress repeals Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 that relates to income taxes and self-employment taxes, and Subtitle C that relates to payroll taxes and the withholding of income taxes. The only mention of the 16th Amendment in this particular bill is when it reports, quote, Congress further finds that the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution should be repealed. But to repeal the 16th Amendment would require a constitutional amendment.
It sure would.
Are we to believe that Congress would vote to repeal the 16th Amendment after the passage of the fair tax? And even if Congress did so, it would still have to be sent to the states for approval by three-fourths of them. So barring the repeal of the 16th Amendment, what is there to prevent an income tax from being imposed again after a national sales tax has already been enacted?
Well, I say that it wouldn't even stop.
I agree with you.
I guarantee it wouldn't stop. Or it would stop, and then there would come a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many crises we have seen. We have seen and since we've been on the air 3 years, we've seen hurricanes, we've seen wars. And there's always something. Some crisis would come along, and they would say, we want to finance that crisis by putting an income tax on only the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
Or they might just keep it around in the initial phases just by saying, it's going to go away except for the wealthiest 2%. And that'll sell it to the poor people, no problem. 800-259-5791. Are you seeing a couple problems here with this fair tax? Yeah, it's a political program. Not a good idea. We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones toll-free 800-259-5791 and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have the auction going on right now. Auction.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to bid on the second banner on our website, second from the top, you'll get it site-wide for an entire month. And last time I checked, it was at about $50. So you might want to get your bid in. Auction.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. And you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're running down the laundry list of problems with the fare tax. And boy, does it have a host of them.
Yes, it does.
These are the things that the proponents of the fare tax either A, don't realize, or B, don't want to tell you. So we're in the midst of problem number 13. If you missed the first few, you should go to our website later tonight and grab the archive. So the first, this one here is the issue with the 16th Amendment. What, do you think Congress is going to repeal that thing? Is Boards naive enough to think that the Congress will just be satisfied with the fair tax? And even if the 16th Amendment was somehow magically repealed after the imposition of the fair tax, any previous tax not on income could be brought back. Can Congress be trusted to do anything else? I can easily envision Congress proposing to lower the rate of the national sales tax in exchange for the addition of a supplemental Social Security tax, because we need more money to fund Social Security. Then, a few years later, the national sales tax rate would be right back up to where it was before the exchange.
Yeah, and then we're paying 70, the average person's paying 70% of their income, like Sweden.
Yeah.
Don't say it can't happen. It's happening.
We're already at 50% right now.
Yeah,
it's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
No one would have believed you 50 years ago if you would have said that the government could tax its people 50% and they wouldn't pick up pitchforks and torches and go to Washington, D.C. and demand that those robbers be out of office immediately.
Well, our founding fathers rebelled over 1% sales.
It wasn't even 1%.
Whatever happened to that spirit? Problem 14, the fair tax doesn't eliminate all federal taxes, even though it's implied throughout the book that the fair tax will be a replacement for the various federal taxes. There are some federal taxes that will still be with us under the so-called fair tax. Even Bort slips up one time and says that the fair tax would, quote, replace virtually all personal and corporate taxes. Well, what do they mean when they say virtually? It means not all. Two examples of federal taxes that will still be with us under the fair tax are the excise tax on gasoline and the various taxes that one pays when purchasing an airline ticket. There's no mention of the federal gas tax anywhere in the Fair Tax Act of 2005. No list of taxes that are supposed to be eliminated under the fair tax includes the federal gas tax, which adds 18.4 cents to the price of a gallon of gas. So under the fair tax, we'd have added to each gallon of federal gas, gas purchase, federal excise tax, state excise tax, and federal sales tax. You think gas is expensive now? Just wait.
Well, many communities put their own taxes on.
Yeah, local.
They do. I mean, because you can go from city to city and pay less and more.
Mm-hmm. The states could also begin applying their sales tax to gasoline. A recent airline ticket I purchased had its price added to its price a federal excise tax of $15 and a federal segment tax of $12 and a September 11th security fee of $10. And what about federal taxes on tobacco and alcohol? The fair tax will merely replace one visible tax with another while leaving intact all of the invisible ones. Problem 15. The fair tax is not about lowering the amount of taxes the government collects. Bortz terms the fair tax a tax reform measure, not a government reform measure. It, quote, changes the way revenues are raised for the legitimate operations of the federal government, and I would contend that it does not operate legitimately, period. But the fair tax raises the same amount of revenue to fund the same federal programs. Then what does Bortz think the federal government does that is illegitimate? Is there anything he considers to be illegitimate? If so, then why would he expend so much energy on changing the way the federal government collects taxes instead of changing the amount that the federal government collects in taxes? The fundamental problem is clearly taxation, not the tax code. What's wrong with the federal government's tax code is not that it's too complex, but it's that it makes possible the almost $3 trillion a year that the federal government spends. As the French laissez-faire economist Jean-Baptiste Say once said, the best tax is always the lightest. Or as our modern-day say in Congress, Ron Paul, says, quote, the real issue is total spending by government, not tax reform. Because tax reform is just a shuffling of the cards.
Mm.
That's all it is. It's just, we're going to take a little over here, we'll put it there, and we're going to reduce your tax rate, man, but in return, somebody else's tax rate gets increased. That's what tax reform is. Real change comes when we cut the size of the government. Problem number 16. There's one more after this. The fair tax doesn't even begin to address the root of the problem. Bortz does refer to Frank Chodorov, reminding us that he once observed that by enacting the income tax, the American government was proclaiming that all wealth belonged to the government, and whatever wealth the government did not seize from the person that created it should be looked on as a concession, a gift from the government.
Well, that's the same thing that Bortz is saying here. They're saying all work belongs to the government,
mm-hmm.
because... You know, that's what money changing hands all about. All your work belongs to the government. And if your work belongs to the government, then your body belongs to the government.
That's right.
So the government's not taking all the property. They're taking all the people with this tax.
Bortz doesn't quote Chodorov. He gives no source that he's referencing. He subtly seems to imply that Chodorov was opposed to the income tax because it was an income tax, and that, therefore, he might be inclined to support the fair tax if he were still alive. But this couldn't possibly be true because Chodorov considered taxation itself to be robbery. And I must agree entirely with that. How is justifying the federal government spending almost $3 trillion a year of taxpayers' money, as long as it's collected fairly, any different from the viewpoint that Chodorov condemns? While making the case for not allowing exemptions from the fair tax for food, Bortz, in using the example of a wedding reception, inadvertently shows his true colors. He says, quote, "Would it be fair to allow a multimillionaire to spend $20,000 on food for a large wedding reception at his estate and then not pay any sales tax on that purchase?" Well, why, of course it would. It would be fairer than forcing the American people to pay a 23% national sales tax on every good and service they purchase. Finally, problem 17. The fair tax makes welfare universal. Millions of people who never took a dime from other taxpayers in the form of food stamps, SSI, AFDC, Medicaid, WIC, or housing assistance will now be on the federal dole via the prebate. The fair tax is welfare for the masses. It makes us all wards of the state. Perhaps it would be best, in the interest of equity and efficiency, if all the money Americans earned was just paid to the state and then distributed to every American in a fair manner. The government could just keep what it needed, redistribute what's left, and do it all without the fair tax. And what would that be, Manwich?
That would be communism.
That would be from each according to his ability to each according to his need. Good old Karl Marx in action. Is this what you want, small government people? Why are you wasting your time promoting this dreck? This big government supporting garbage, redistribution, communist, socialist crap. How can you possibly support the fair tax after hearing those 17 problems? 1-800-259-5791. Finally, the fair tax is not the solution, and because it allows the federal government to confiscate the wealth of American citizens less intrusively and more efficiently, it will become part of the problem. The problem of the ever-increasing, ever-intruding, ever-destroying welfare warfare state. The fair tax is a fraud. The antidote to the fraud of the fair tax is a good dose of the wisdom of Murray Rothbard. There can be no such thing as fairness in taxation, because taxation is nothing but organized theft. And the concept of a fair tax is therefore every bit as absurd as the concept of fair theft. More Free Talk Live coming up. Your calls if you make them. 800-259-5791.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free. And when it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come into any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. All right, so
the more I think about it, the more I'm sure that I'm going to get Mom Witch that Waterford gift.
That's a great idea. Don't forget to use the code. What is it?
FTL.
There you go. All right, so we're done with this fair tax thing. I think we've pretty much ripped it to shreds at this point. I mean, if you still, after hearing those 17 problems with the fair tax, believe in this thing, I don't really think you're thinking for yourself. You're just following what old Neil Bortz is saying. Yeah, question everything. 800-259-5791. So, Manwich, you said you had something about people being disenchanted with their choices in Washington, D.C., because this is the crap that we're being delivered from the Republicans and the Democrats, is ideas like this, which just do nothing but enlarge the size of the government,
yep,
the intrusiveness of the government, and that's not what this is supposed to be about in this country. We're supposed to be free. I'm tired of this.
Two sides of the same coin, that those Democrats and Republicans, and that coin, they want to take away from you and tax it.
You mean other people are tired of the Democrats and Republicans, too?
According to Tom Curry, MSNBC, Washington, at a time when opinion polls indicate that Americans hold both major political parties in low esteem, can a third party move into the breach?
Mm.
In a recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, when respondents were asked whether the Democrats in Congress have the same priorities as for the country as you do, only 26% said yes. As for the Republicans in Congress, the same question drew an almost identical response, 24%,
wow,
from those who were interviewed. One reason voters might, which I assume means that, in fact, 50% of the people said, no, neither party represents me.
Wow.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a survey of voters.
It said, in the recent, it just said as a poll, respondents is all.
Because that's important, too, because sometimes they'll poll likely voters.
Sometimes they'll vote.
Or they'll just poll anybody.
Right.
And if they poll anybody, the numbers could be lower than that in reality.
Could be.
They could find total apathy towards politics if they poll anybody.
One reason voters might view Congress with distaste, evidence of corruption among House members and lobbyists. Last week, Representative Randy Du Cunningham, Republican in California, pleaded guilty to accepting more than $2 million in bribes from defense contractors. Whatever. Let's see. Let me find a Democrat here. Frank Balance Jr., Democrat, North Carolina, who resigned from the House, pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge stemming from his diversion of funds given to a charitable foundation that he'd set up. Allegations, and there's a list here of just crap that's happened in Washington, and
sure.
We know it all. We know
there's always crap going on there.
Allegations and confessions of corruption among congressional Republicans could prompt voters in the next November election to install a Democratic majority in the House for the first time since 1994. For Democrats,
whoop-de-doo.
Who seemed to have the best opportunity since 94 to regain control of the House, this would seem to be the worst time for disaffecting Democrats to search for a third-party alternative. But that's what they're doing. They really are. I mean, the Democrats aren't doing anything
it's
for us.
It's too bad there's
they're
no...
They're not giving us any viable alternative.
Of course not. It's too bad there's nobody out there, besides Free Talk Live, really, that's promoting any alternatives. Nobody in the major media, really, is talking about the other options out there. We were the ones that reported on Michael Badnarik and David Cobb, two of the third-party candidates, the Libertarian and the Green, getting arrested in back in 2004's election. Nobody else had anything to say about it. Not even the AP could do more than mention it in one sentence.
Yeah.
So I think we've got a long way to go. If there's more, we'll come back to it. Let's go to Bureaucrat, calling from Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Is your name really Bureaucrat?
No, I am one, though.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand you guys. Do you have any idea what you're doing to my connection speed? Lately, you have completely... I can't access the Internet anymore. People are just clogging my entire bandwidth. They're downloading that stuff off BitTorrent from me like crazy.
BitTorrent.
And I don't know what to do about it.
I wondered how it was affecting you. I didn't get it.
Do you guys have any clue how different... I've never heard anything remotely like you guys anywhere. Internet, radio, nothing.
And no, you're not. You know, there's nothing.
Howard Stern, the conservative radio talk show host, they can't even hold a candle to what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
I have no clue how you aren't on more stations right now.
Well, we've only had a year. Yeah, it's only our first year of syndication, Bureaucrats. So we've actually gotten on some stations. We had two affiliates a year ago today. Today we have 12. Or we're going to have 12. We've got one signed on that's going to be coming on with us in January. Another major market's coming on board with us. And really, we can have more. We can have 500 stations. It's just a matter of time and effort and money and what's getting us in the right direction beyond the fact that that's what I do all day. I call radio stations all day long asking them to put the show on the air. But it's so important for you to call your local radio stations there in Hawaii and call up the local talk stations and say, hey, there's this great show that I listen to online, and it can be on your station. Will you please add it? Because people, the people that program these radio stations, when they hear from listeners, for the most part, man, which used to be a general manager of a station, you know this. When a listener calls in, why are they normally calling?
Well, usually they're unhappy.
Right. They're unhappy because you took something off the air or something didn't air on time or whatever.
Right. They've heard this commercial too many times.
Right.
Whatever.
And they're going to chew your ear off about something.
Right.
But when somebody calls up and says something positive and says something constructive that they want to listen to, hey, I want to listen to your radio station if you'll put this show on. And that's something that really helps program directors perk up and lets them kind of key into this show, because I guarantee you there are dozens of people like me calling these program directors asking to be put on the air. But when a listener calls them, it really stands out.
I don't understand why I have to even do that, though. This thing is spreading like wildfire. I can see it right now.
Yeah, I think we are going
to
make it.
Well, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. I mean,
talk to the Libertarian Party here. I'm trying to get a few guys to call around, and it's going to be on the air here in Hawaii shortly. It has to. There's nothing even remotely worth listening to here.
Well, you know, it takes time. You know, the program directors have to become familiar with the show. They have to feel comfortable. The broadcast industry is an industry full of followers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a few people that take the risk. There are a few people that take the initial steps. And then once enough people come on board with Free Talk Live, then everybody's going to say, hey, I was going to add those guys, too. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and plug them in now. And then eventually you're going to see it kind of like a wave of affiliates coming
on
board.
There's a breaking point, and I don't know how many stations that is, but it's
coming soon. And
yeah.
You guys got to watch it. You got to learn your stuff. If you're still talking like this, kind of half not knowing where you're going, what your principles are, when this thing breaks completely loose,
What do you mean we don't know our principles? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, help us out, because, you know, whatever it is you've got to say, I
yeah, if I'm not principled, let me know.
You're on target with the Free State Project, but you need to take that to the logical extreme.
What do you mean?
What does that really mean when you say that the Free State Project is the only solution for liberty in your lifetime? How does that affect the rest of the country? What does that mean? I can't go into detail right now, because what I've got to say is a little bit unconventional.
Well, bureaucrat, call us back tomorrow night and give us your unconventional stuff, because we want to hear about it. Thanks for the great encouraging call, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-5791. We'll talk about the Free State Project coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791 is the number. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where, since we were just talking with a bureaucrat in Hawaii about our show, and he mentioned he was talking about getting the show on more radio stations, and we mentioned that that's easy to do. It. In fact, you can help us by simply calling your local station saying, "Hey, I want to listen to Free Talk Live on your station." In fact, we're going to help you do that if you go to local.freetalklive.com. It's a little forum that we've set up on the Free Talk Live BBS, and local will take you right to it, local.freetalklive.com.
And it kind of shows you the radio stations that are in your area?
It shows you the ropes as far as what you need to know to call a local talk station.
Uh-huh.
And then what you should do is you should post, because there's 50 different sub-forums, one for each state.
Really?
So you go into that sub-forum, you post the name of your city in that sub-forum. So if you live in Iowa City, Iowa, you go into the Iowa, post a topic that says Iowa City, unless there's already one there, and then I will respond by replying back with all of the stations that are in that area. So it's up to you to initiate that, because it would take me days to post all of the stations I have, but when you request them, I post them at local.freetalklive.com. And to answer Bureaucrat's question about the Free State Project and how it is that it is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, you could potentially benefit from the Free State Project even if you don't go. You know, if you just support the movement, if you support those people that are going. So if you're, for instance, if you're an amplifier of Free Talk Live, by proxy, you're supporting the Free State Project movement. Because when New Hampshire becomes free, and this is the part that Bureaucrat was complaining that we didn't talk about enough, we have talked about it before, but when New Hampshire becomes the freest state, we'll have the news. We'll be able to tout the fact that we are the freest state, that liberty is working, that freedom gives people the ability that they need to create all the wealth that they possibly can. New Hampshire will become the wealthiest state in the Union, hands down. And other states will start losing businesses to New Hampshire. Other states will start losing more people to New Hampshire. And eventually, they're going to get it in their heads that they better reduce the size of their governments, or else they're going to be perishing as a result.
And there will be people that see the abundance that's going on in New Hampshire, don't want to move, and they'll start demanding from their states that sort of governing.
Hopefully, so. Hopefully, doing it in one state, bringing back liberty to one state, will bring back a resurgence for liberty around the country, if not around the world. That's in the best case scenario. Worst case, we can free New Hampshire. That's enough for me.
It was a few loudmouthed, brave patriots that made this country what it is today. And then, you know, a few people followed them, a few people followed those people, and then pretty soon, the whole country went that way.
And they didn't have a syndicated radio show either.
No.
So, and they didn't have the internet to organize a movement.
They had Thomas Paine writing leaflets.
Right, to all come to the free state. This is going to work, man, which 800-259-5791.
It's the only chance to work.
Let's go to Andre in Virginia. Andre, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on there.
Thank you for being here, Andre. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were just talking about the Free State Project, and you're mentioning that, and I'm in total agreement. I think the American Revolution started as a result of 4% of the population actually giving a frank, standing up. And right now, though, I mean, they didn't have a syndicated radio show back then, of course, but they also didn't have a McDonald's on every corner.
Okay.
And car dealership ads on TV every 5 minutes.
Right. There's a lot of competition for the message, that's for sure.
There's a lot of competition for the message, but let's be clear, no one had ever seen anything like it. At the very least, we've had freedom in this country before, and if we can recapture a portion of it, we'll be a lot better off.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you all the best, man.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that I have the resources to move up there one day.
Thank you.
Indeed. Well, I mean, you can always buy a Greyhound ticket.
That's true.
So what else was on your mind, Andre?
Anyhow, you guys were talking previously about the article that was posted on MSNBC about people being disaffected by the two parties.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a very interesting part of it. I had that article also, and I can't
gotten through it.
I can't do a whole lot to fight what's going on now with the resources I have and the 9-to-5 job and the two kids and the wife at home.
Sure.
I don't have all the time and the money in the world, but I have taken that article and I kind of clipped out the pertinent points and I work at a place that makes photocopies. It's not a Kinko's or some big conglomerate. It's a privately owned place. But I blew that up, laminated it, highlighted a few lines, stuck it in the front window there. I had a few people walking down the sidewalk stop by and look at it and read at it.
Yeah, I think they probably have.
But
any positive response? Anybody say anything to you?
Not to me personally, but I've seen, just to see anyone stop and look at it instead of talking on their cell phone.
That warms your heart a little bit, huh?
That's right. You know, at least maybe I woke up someone a little
bit. Well, that's what it takes. It takes every single person out there that cares about liberty to just do a little bit. A little bit here and a little bit there, and soon you've got a huge snowball, an avalanche full of liberty coming down across this country, and you're part of it, Andre, and we're glad you're doing everything you can. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791.
The cool thing about that idea is everybody can understand this MSNBC article.
Mm-hmm.
They can get it. I mean, it makes sense, and we'll continue on with it a little bit here until the end of the show. But
if we get a chance.
Call.
Go ahead.
Not everybody can understand like a small article written about the Free State Project.
Sure.
Like they just wouldn't understand. What?
Huh?
They're doing, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it would be so crazy for them. But they can understand this.
Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Hello,
Merry
Gene.
Christmas.
What's up? Happy solstice.
I am going to talk about property taxes. I posted something on the bulletin board about it. And I compared the deal that the people in China get with the deal we get here.
Yes, and both of them are probably pretty raw.
They're both pretty raw, and I don't even know, but I don't know the numbers for sure, how they work out, but I kind of think that maybe they get a better deal in China, because the way it works in China when you have property is they don't figure that you own the property, because they figure that all property belongs to the state.
Right.
And so what they do is they give you a 70-year agreement to live on the property, and then you can develop.
Let's get the details coming up here. Hang on, Gene, because I think that the state thinks it owns all the property in this country. They just don't admit to it. More on the way. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You want to get in here? Now's the time to make that call, 800-259-5791, because we're only here for moments, only till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But we do it six nights a week, so if you miss your chance tonight, don't worry about it.
22 short hours later.
Exactly. We'll be back. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can support the show via the AMP program. Maybe you like the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. The archives, 8 months of them, are there for you. The bulletin board system, live streaming, all of it's on the house and will continue to be. Because that's the way a talk show website should be. But if you got $3 a month and you want to send it our way and you want to watch us turn it into more radio stations and turn it into more internet listeners, that's what we're doing with it. That's what AMP is all about. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. And for $3 a month, you can help us get more coverage, get more publicity, and more listeners. And that's only good for freedom. only good for Liberty.
It's true, and we designed it, the price at $3 a month, the Amplifier program, so that everybody can participate.
Right, so Andre in Virginia, for instance, who's got two kids, him and his wife are working two jobs, I mean, they're breaking their backs trying to pay the bills. Everybody can cut back on a couple cups of coffee if they really want to, you know, if they really want to help us out. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it.
I would say it's pretty fair to say that you put your credit card number in at amp.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm. Secure, by the way.
You'll never even know it was gone.
Exactly.
The $3, you'll just never miss it.
It's nothing. But it makes a huge difference for us. And getting more listeners, good idea. Go back to Gene in Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're going to tell us the difference between Chinese property taxes and American property taxes. And I understand it so far, China just comes right out and says, we own the entire country. The central communist government of China says, we own the entire country, and we're going to lease this property to you for 70 years. Is that, as I understand it, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's not, I don't know that you would call it a lease, though, but it's an agreement where you have the right to build on the property, use the property, and whatever. And then if you sell the property to somebody else, then they get a 70-year agreement. So
I see.
But you don't pay a property tax.
Really?
See, that's the big difference. Now, over here, you get, you know, supposedly we own our house, but then in a 30-year period, which is what it takes usually to pay for your house, you probably pay enough in taxes, property taxes, to buy your property again.
Yeah,
a second time. And, of course, in the time that it's happened, your property values have changed. But you definitely pay more, I think, in property taxes in a 30-year period than what you do for that. Now, in China, you buy the property one time, and I believe you pay that to the government. I'm not real sure of that.
Probably.
You pay to the government one time for the property, and then you have the rights to it for 70 years.
Hmm.
So I think that you're getting it set, the property for 70 years in China, where you're only getting it here for 30, basically.
Right.
Probably true, but there's more money floating around here to be made as opposed to China. I mean, they're emerging and all that.
Nonetheless, you learn something new every night on Free Talk Live.
It's very cool to find out how their system works, though.
And did you hear the other night when we were talking about the riots over there?
I must have missed that part.
Yeah, but apparently it was, I think it was Dongzhou in the southern portion of China. There were 1,000 or so villagers, farmers, poor farmers that were rioting because of the fact that the Chinese central government was coming in and taking their land, and they were going to build a wind power plant on it.
Yeah, I read that on Drudge.
Right, the Chinese government started firing into the crowd. And I just thought it was amazing that the Chinese people are standing up and willing to die for their property rights.
There's a lot of riots going on in China that you don't hear about.
Yeah, the government covers it all up. Thanks for the call, Gene. Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us then, and of course you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Till then, it's been Ian here with you and the coughing manwich. Hopefully he'll be better. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. See you later.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.